Hello, Mark speaking.
Hi, Mark. This is Alex calling from Mark's Top Fiber. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah.
What's up?
You called in about you having slow speed issues or something like that?
Yeah, the service since last Friday has been real slow. On the app, it won't update on the test. And I ran another app, and it says it's only running around 300.
Wait, the app or what app? What app are you talking about?
I have another app that does the test to see how what your download and upload speeds are. But on your app, it will not run. It just says test failed all the time.
Are you talking about the Home Pass app? Is that what you're talking about? Did you
Yes.
say our app?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. On that app, it says it's failed every time I run it. And we tried watching the movie over the weekend, and it kept freezing up on us.
And are you watching this from like smart TV or what do you
Smart
watch
TV, yes.
on smart TV?
Yep.
And how far from the main router, how far would you say it is?
It's one room over, and I have not had any problems up until this weekend watching movies. We watch movies every weekend. This is the first weekend we had problems.
I'm not seeing any, no, anything different. One second.
My son actually called in last week and nobody got back to him on it. They said they were looking into it.
Your son called last week.
Yep.
When was this?
I believe Friday he called. So the last good test I have on the home app is 12:29.
The last test you have on the home app is 12:29.
12:29, yes. I have not been able to run a test after that.
Can't really help with the home app situation. That sounds like it's more like a app issue. I'll maybe check if the app has an update that's needed, because sometimes I'll prevent the app from working. But if you're able to run it on anything else, that will also suffice. It's pretty much the same thing. Sometimes
Well,
the
I mean,
app
I don't, I
has
understand what
issues
you're
to
saying,
update.
but he's running the app on his computer at his house, 300 feet away, and it's not working over there either.
No. Yeah, so I'm saying that. I'm saying that the app can sometimes have issues with running tests. So regardless of what
Right.
device you try it on, if it's going through the same home pass situation, it's going to be the same result with either a test failed
Right,
or
and then
not
I
working.
ran it. And I ran another app this morning, and it only said it was downloading and uploading over 300. That's it.
If you're doing it off a wireless device, that is your expected range. If you're going to be test, if you want a true test, you'll have to test it from the router to your device to see if you're getting your actual upload and download. But on a wireless device, 300 to 500 is roughly what you're going to get, and that's only on 5 gigahertz. If you drop down to 2.4, you're probably only going to get like 200 to 400
All right.
max.
Well, on the home app, that your home app, I'm running off my iPad, which is wireless, and I was getting 1,000.
No, so it's testing that what that app is telling you is what your router is getting.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So it's
You
not
are
actually,
educating me.
yeah, so your device isn't actually getting that full 1,000. Actually, an iPad and the Samsung Galaxy tablet have the same range, and it's only can only get 500. Even if it tells you that your speed is like, let's say you're getting 5,000 gigs or 5,000 megabits per second, which is gigs. Your Apple device will tell you that your router is getting that, but it won't act. Your device is actually not getting that because it can't receive that much. It would literally, it wouldn't work. It actually would just do the opposite. It'd be like trying to fill a couple, like a small glass of water with a full gallon of water.
I understand what you're saying, but the app I ran this morning was running it from the router. At least that's what I thought.
And which app is this?
Oh, I'm trying to find it. I got so many damn apps on here.
Because right now,
showing
you what?
F-I-N-G. Fing? F-I-N-G?
Actually, never heard of that one. That's crazy.
There's a bunch of them out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can't get back on to that one because now they're asking for money, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that one just tests on your actual device that you're running on. But 1 second.
I know they're doing a lot of work along Route 9 through Stockport and Hudson. So.
Yeah, but it shouldn't affect speeds. It's fiber, so it shouldn't really.
Well, here's another app called Fast. And up here, they're saying I'm getting 730, but I don't know where it's running from.
I'm gonna actually reboot. Is it okay if I reboot your system here or no?
No, go ahead. I did that last night. Didn't change anything.
Gonna reboot in just a moment here. Just give it a little moment.
Man, you got it.
Yeah, I do. It's terrible.
Horseradish, my friend. Garlic, too.
Trust me.
Garlic keeps away from you.
You said horseradish? Garlic?
Horseradish. Horseradish twice a day on a hard-boiled egg. And it's got to be the hot stuff.
That sounds terrible, but I'll try it.
Oh, it's not terrible. It's a good Ukrainian thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My grandparents used to do it all the time.
I gotta try it.
You like hot stuff?
I do.
All right, eat it without the red stuff in it, without the beets.
Let's see, one rat is coming back up online now. It's waiting for the other extender to pop online. Yeah, looks like everything is back online now. Let's see if I can run the speed test on my end. Speed looks good on my end now. Except for that one router. One router looks pretty far. The extender.
One extender. The main extender is on the main floor. The other extender is up on the second floor. Farthest away.
I think the one that is not connected to the ONT is the one that's giving issues.
Well, that there's nothing on that one. That's upstairs. There's nobody upstairs right now, so it's not connected to anybody.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah, I mean that's the only one I would say where like your speed should be like significantly slower, just because it is farther from the main router, and that's where it grabs the connection from.
That's the one we use at night, and there's nobody up there right now, so.
The main router is getting 1,030.
Can I run the speed test from here?
Yeah, you could try it. You could run it for me.
Nope, it says speed test failed. Try again.
No, are you trying it from the app or are you trying it from something else?
Trying it from your app.
The app is not going to work. The app is not going to work.
What?
That's what I'm trying to say. They're having issues. The app is, we don't own HomePass. HomePass is a third party company that we use to run our software for the routers.
Okay.
So they're having issues. That's why it's not going to work.
All right. So you think everything's working fine then?
It should be working fine now. After the reset, it says you're getting that 1030, and that's as of 10:53 or 10:52 a.m.
Do you know what it was before that?
It's hard to say with these things. Like it could be that, you know, specific devices were just not connecting properly, because even your overall like network health looks a lot better than it did before the reset. for the reset. It was saying there's a lot of.
Can I do that locally?
Yeah, you should be able to do it. That should be working from the app. You should be able to reset all your when you reset, you want to reset the extender first, the one furthest away, and then the main one, and then just do it that way. Or you can, do a hard reset and go and actually unplug the device, unplug the both routers, and plug it back in.
So to do a hard reset, I have to unplug both extenders first.
Yeah, and then unplug the ONT only from power. Don't touch any other cable, just the power cable from all those devices. Okay. And just plug it back in.
All right. Because last night I unplugged the one extender on the first floor, and then I unplugged the router itself on the first floor.
You mean the ONT? The yeah. Okay. You unplug those two devices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that could work. But how long did you unplug it for? Like, just
30 seconds.
Unplug that in. You said 3.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's good. I would say if you're gonna unplug the router, 30 seconds would be fine. But the ONT, I would give it a full minute, just because the BIOS chip in the actual ONT stays on for about 45 seconds to a minute. So it could still be on. It could still be active when you turn it, when you unplug it. So you want to unplug it fully. Unplug it. Sorry.
You're calling ONT.
ONT, yeah, that's the device that actually brings the fiber into your home. It's the one that the routers connect to. The routers are those wireless extenders that you have in the home, but the ONT is that small box that says AdChan on it.
Okay, sounds good. All right, if we're all good, I got company just came up.
No problem, man. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
No worries. All right.